are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Ooh, goes from Huntsville all the way back to Chattanooga, Tuscaloosa all the way back to Gadsden, down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn, straight across to Fort Benning. Yes, it's called Fort Benning, and big patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, it is the middle of the week. It is the middle of the second hour. That means it is time to bring in a couple of friends who are really a part of the fabric of the show. They're like OG ruffians who do a lot of stuff in the background that that we love and can't do without. So let me call the roll. With the smooth, sexy, silty voice from right here in the region, the technical guru who does great things for Right Side, Butters, are you there?
I am here, and happy birthday.
Oh, and thank you very much. Thank you, brother. All right, then turning to my north slightly, my northwest, I'm looking up there for the diva of punditry, Lee from Huntsville. Are you there?
I'm here. I get something different every week. Diva of punditry.
The diva of punditry. I pronounce a quorum. Let's do some Butters and Lee. All right, you guys, y'all know the deal. I ask the questions, you guys sling out some answers, then we take a quick break, come back, and y'all ask me questions. So I'm going, here's my first question. Teslas are burning. I mean, like, this is, it's gotten really to the point of being way out of hand. Teslas are burning. Musk derangement syndrome is real. But where are the ironies in all this? And you tell me what you see. Where are the ironies in all this? And by the way, how does the left get away with this stuff? So I'm going Butters you first. What do you got? Where are the ironies, man?
Well, so I think the best one I have seen so far is a diesel guy posting a video of rolling coal on a bunch of people out protesting Teslas.
I saw that.
I think that that sums up basically what's going on in America right there. And then you've got all these folks that are going out and buying cars to support. It's just an American thing. So there's a lot of ironies. How on earth they get away with it? I think it's because we let them. You know, how did we get here? It's because we, you know, slow burned and let them get away with some really crazy stuff. So hopefully that's changing.
Well, hopefully it is. And yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I won't poison the well. Let me jump over there to Lee real quick. Lee, Tesla's burning, Musk derangement syndrome. What are the ironies, and why do they get away with this stuff?
Well, they get away with it because the majority of the mainstream media and political opinions lean left, and so it's just whatever the message is at that moment. So the message right now is, you know, Rocket Man bad. And so then it's okay to attack people's personal vehicles, for goodness sake, or an entire dealership, which is owned by individuals. You're just hurting these people. You aren't hurting Elon Musk. They just don't understand that because they just think based on what the message is and what they're, you know, and what they're told. They're very much subservient group, right? And they're just going to go and do and protest and do whatever they're told. And the irony is that these are electric cars that they've championed, you know, what, a decade ago, 5 years ago, they're championing and hollering about electric
cars. They championed them 6 months ago.
Like, I mean, right. But I'm just saying, like, that was going to be the future. And now all of a sudden they're like, well, electric cars, but not this electric car. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just get whiplash with their opinions.
Yeah. What do you say, Butters?
It is so clear it has nothing to do with the environment.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole environment's, you know, it's an existential threat. Your actions just don't line up with your message there, guys, which is, you know, par for the course, it seems these days for the Democrats.
I would completely agree with both of what y'all said. But, you know, I look at this, too, and I think Elon Musk was kind of a Democrat until most recently. And I'm not sure he's entirely.
Not kind of. He was.
Well, it's true. He was. And I'm not sure he's what I would call a true conservative, although I think he's really found his feet in the conservative movement and has probably changed some of his views to some degree. But y'all, this guy was one of theirs, and he's still doing all the same things in terms of what he manufactures. And he just rescued astronauts, for crying out loud, and did it flawlessly. And all they can do is go out there and find cars that Musk has already made money on and scratch them up with Nazi swastikas and set them on fire. It just boggles the mind.
He could deliver a baby in the back of a Tesla truck and people would cuss him. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and not to mention the technology innovation with the cameras and all that kind of stuff recording.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's one of the dumbest things you could do as a criminal act.
There are cameras all over a Tesla. And we've seen multiple online social media now where people think they're being cool, scratching, you know, the Nazi swastikas or whatever else into the hood or the side, and never realizing their picture is now all over social media. I say, find them, fix them. And Pam Bondi is now saying they're going to be behind bars. She's going to catch these people because this is a criminal act. And it's turning into a hate crime if you get down to it.
Well, get busy, Pam.
Get busy, Pam. Come on. God, you've been in office for 28 days.
I'd kind of like to see more action and less of her talking on the news, but
on Fox News, yeah.
I don't want to get off track.
Okay, all right. Next question. Let's talk about the other thing that's really making a lot of headlines. That's just really screwed up. Swatting. So it's like more and more becoming a tool of the left to try and make the conservative life miserable. Swatting, where they call in a fake report that there's a hostage situation or a shooting at someone's house, and the police rush over there, loaded for bear, stack up on the door, and come to find out everybody's asleep and sound. But you know what? There's one guy here in Alabama that literally, he's a conservative named Larry Alex Taunton, and he literally said, I heard noise. My dog woke me up. I grabbed my gun. He said, I'm just glad they didn't breach the door, or I probably would have fired at them, and it could have gotten really ugly. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on all this, and what do we need to do to stop it? Lee, you first this time.
Well, you're an attorney. What is it called if you do an act that could lead to the death of someone?
I'm sorry, you don't get to answer my question with a question. That's not the way this works.
But I'm just saying, what do you call that? Manslaughter? I don't know.
Answer the question.
There is manslaughter, there is murder. There is both, you know, manslaughter being unpremeditated, potentially. There's criminally negligent homicide. So there's various versions, but killing somebody is killing somebody, depending upon intent.
What I'm saying is that I think if you call in a SWAT to someone, you should be charged with attempted something, attempted homicide, attempted manslaughter. I don't think there's attempted manslaughter, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you are doing something that you know good and damn well could result in the death of someone, be it a person. You're endangering the people that live in the house, which a lot of these people have children. You're endangering their pets. Like, what if one goes to the door and they shoot the dog? I mean, then it's going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're endangering the police officers. They don't know what's happening.
That's right.
You're putting everyone in danger, and by God, you should be dragged out. I want to see them in handcuffs where they handcuff their ankles and hands together, dragged on their stomach all the way to the police car and tossed in, because they need to go to prison with real prison time for doing this. I am sick and tired of it, and this is a new method to try to hurt conservatives. I knew they wouldn't go quietly into the good night for these 4 years. I knew that, and I knew it was this calm before the storm. But I think that we need to get real on these people.
Okay, so the unvarnished opinion from Lee. Thank you very much, Butters. Before I throw in some other stuff, what do you got?
Well, I guess it makes it easy to know who to follow on social media. See somebody posted that they got swatted, and well, all right, you must be saying something right.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm there with Lee. I guess particularly just from the Leo side of the law enforcement officer side of things, and the life endangerment. You know, we got to be very serious. I'm interested. I don't really know, because I haven't really talked to a lot of Leos anytime recently about what's going on in the community of law enforcement of handling this. But I would think they'd want to take care of their own, because it's a huge danger to the law enforcement officers out there. And, you know, just I guess I fall on the side of if you mess with Leos, you know, there's a special place in the law and in you know the ramifications for doing that kind of stuff because they already got enough to deal with.
And so I hope
they come down hard.
And I agree. And I think my belief is they need to start passing state and potentially federal laws saying that swatting is indeed an attempted murder or rises to that level. You got to make it a felony in some way, because right now just making it a misdemeanor false report is absolutely not enough, because this is
not good enough.
This is sicking people with guns into bad situations where you know for a fact, and I don't know, maybe it's a kid doing it and they need to be taught a lesson. But I think that a lot of what we're seeing right now, these are calculated efforts by adult anarchists who believe that it's A, funny, and B, a way to get you. And they're not taking into account that what they're doing is putting people in harm's way. Here's the other piece that I haven't heard y'all say yet that I think is really important. It also becomes like the boy who cried wolf. At some point, law enforcement doesn't know whether they got a real situation or not. Law enforcement's been called out 3 and 4 times in the last 10 days. They don't know whether to show up, you know, heavy on this one. And so they roll up light, or they roll up sort of, you know, lackadaisically, because they've lowered their expectations. And all of a sudden it's live, and then somebody dies because law enforcement had been lulled into a false sense of complacency by too many false reports. That's a big deal.
That's true.
I mean, one thing I will say is it kind of backfires in some ways, because conservatives, like, I've seen a bunch of them going and talking to their local law enforcement, coming up with their own plans. Like, we'll solve problems.
Yeah.
If you really want to throw this at us, we'll solve problems. We'll work with law enforcement and figure out how to put things in place. So, you know, it kind of helps prove the point of the capabilities of the right versus the craziness on the left.
You don't see people on the left getting swatted. Not really.
Funny how that works. But you also don't see people on the left, people on the right, burning electric vehicles either. You don't see us out there, you know, staging BLM riots
or
forcing politicians to kneel. Yeah, I mean, it's just nuts what they keep getting away with. It drives me crazy.
We just go to work.
Oh, that's true.
Right, we have jobs.
Oh, there you go. We're not paid rabble rousers. Okay, well, let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll switch gears. Round two of Butters and Lee's, where I sit back and wait to find out what they ask me, and just hope I can react to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man. Making common sense like a superpower. All right, we're going back to round two with Butters and Lee. I'm going to go ladies first on round two. Lee, what you got for me?
So kind of back to the Tesla discussion for a minute. I sent you a thing about Indivisible and the Tesla takeover. My question for you is two-parter. One, should this group be responsible, be held monetarily responsible for damages that happen to these organized rallies, you know, during these organized rallies to these vehicles, A? And B, do you think that regular, ordinary Americans should just go and stand in front of these Tesla places and be like, no, no more of this, no?
Okay, so multiple questions there. First of all, yeah, I talked about it in my monologue at the beginning of the show. Appreciate you giving me the heads up on that, because I hadn't seen it until you sent that to me. But I found another story that even went into greater detail on it. Tesla takedown or Tesla takeover or whatever they're calling it, Indivisible, funded by George Soros, is sponsoring all these anger rallies. Anger! Tell them about your outrage! And they're being linked to some of the damage to Tesla dealerships in other parts of the country. Now, I will say this, the linkage has been somewhat circumstantial, but they are certainly some of the ones fomenting the discord. So if there is true damage that can be linked to them, they should absolutely be held accountable. They got like a $7.3 million grant from George Soros last year. They can pay the damages, and they should.
Mm-hmm.
But proving it's going to be, there's got to be some collusion, some conspiracy. There's got to be some direct action. If you find one of their staff members or somebody who is being paid by them, because that's one of the things. Some of these protesters are paid. So if you're getting, and oh, by the way, Indivisible is also agreeing to pay people's receipts for getting to the rally. So folks who are spending big money trying to drive in to the rally can send their receipts to Indivisible and get paid back. I think that qualifies for sponsorship. So if the person
almost like an employee-employer relationship. Like, what are they doing there?
Well, it's going to be an independent contractor. It's going to be a 1099.
Right.
But at the same time, right, if they're there, you know, and they would not have otherwise been there but for your participation in reimbursing their expenses, then I think you bear some culpability at the very least. I absolutely do. And, oh, by the way, the last part of your question before I go to Butters is should good, honest Americans go stand in front of them and say, stop the madness? Careful. Counter-protest can get dicey. I think law enforcement needs to be allowed to do their job, but you can certainly support your dealerships and tell folks that you're not going to stand for this. Got to run out of time. That was almost a filibuster. Butters, what do you got for me?
All right. So are we ever going to not make everything about politics? I just...
What now?
No.
Astronauts, the space, like, just... It's amazing what just happened and how incredible it is that we live in a time,
yeah,
when we just gloss over. You know, I've dealt with military operations where we can't even get two different services to talk on the same radios.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a civilian. Like, how amazing is what happens? You know, this rendezvous going up, rescuing. Like,
1 minute.
Why is there not more discussion about all of that? Why is it all about politics?
I'll be honest with you. It's not all about politics. I mean, there was a lot of backslapping, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of congrats about, you know. And by the way, didn't that not look picture perfect, like something out of an AI-generated movie when that thing came splashing down, those beautiful chutes just kind of collapsed slowly in the water? It was amazing. But we also know, it's been said and it's been confirmed that that Joe Biden literally declined to let SpaceX help last year when he couldn't rescue those astronauts who stayed up there 7 months and 3 weeks longer than they were supposed to. So the bottom line is this. There were some non-political aspects to it that are certainly making the news. There's been a lot of, like I said, the attaboys. But there's some politics here that need to be addressed. Like, how in the world can you leave somebody up there when you have a means to do it? And, oh, by the way, Trump proved it with less than 60 days in office. So there's going to be some politics, brother. There's no way around it. We're a polarized nation.
I know. I know we've got so many folks up in Huntsville that are involved in, yeah, a lot of the space stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so lost on so many people, I think, on just how amazing that whole evolution is. And, you know,
and all the
to
more,
go to space for 8 days and live up there for 9 months and nobody died.
It's just, and then a private entity brought you home with 60 days notice. How cool is that? How cool is
that?
All right, you guys, appreciate both of you. Thankful for you here on a Thankful Thursday. That's Butters and Lee. Coming up next, we're going to spend a little time with the Birdman calling in. Hadn't had him on in a while. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.